Good morning. Here's your Stoke FM news for Monday, September 19th, 2022. In July of this year, 192 people in British Columbia died from using toxic drugs. That's 7 less people who died from toxic drugs last July, and that's 45 more people than who died in June of this year. These numbers come from the BC Coroner's Service's latest report, which accounts for all the deaths from toxic drugs in this province since 2012 until July. The report clarifies that the deaths included are only those suspected to be unintentional, people who die from drug overdoses who aren't taking illicit drugs or who meant to harm themselves aren't included. This year, up to July, 1,297 people have died from toxic drugs in BC. That's 25 more than last year at this time. BC Premier John Horgan said on Friday that the pandemic made the toxic drug crisis worse because the borders were closed. He said that this created a burgeoning underground local fentanyl industry that's perhaps more toxic than the supply that was coming offshore prior to the pandemic.
Addictions are debilitating. I had a nicotine addiction years ago, and it was one of the most difficult things that I ever experienced. I can't imagine having to break an opioid addiction that wasn't brought upon by personal choice. It could have been through the number of people who are prescribed opioids for pain remediation as a result of an industrial accident, or even just showing up at their doctor's or an acute care facility is profound. And so having a better understanding from a policy perspective on the magnitude of the problem is one thing, but the numbers continue to tell us a tragic story about human beings, not just a toting up at the end of every month, but a reflection on families that are losing loved ones because we can't crack this nut.
Two hundred and 16 people have died so far this year in the Interior Health Authority. However, no one has died this year in Revelstoke from toxic drugs. Interior Health has put out poisonous drug alerts for the West Kootenay region, saying that people in Nelson, Castlegar, and Trail have been dying from using drugs. The most recent alert was extended from the end of August and expired this past Saturday. The Coroner's Service report said that there are more illicit drugs in all parts of BC and that more samples include benzodiazepines. That's a concern because naloxone isn't effective on people overdosing from benzodiazepines. There are places where you can go to test your drugs before using them. Go to drugchecking.ca to find out the nearest location. Community Connections Revelstoke has strips to test for fentanyl. They're free to use and available during open hours. However, they do not have the facilities to test for anything else. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.